What's wrong with your lip?
I have traditionally a eczematic mouth.
No. We can't say that phrase. No. Do you think you could do an episode of Dr. Game Show High, Manoel?
I'm not good at it because, like, I just, I disappear. I'm not a good, I'm not, people think I am that, but I'm not. And I would go lower into the depths of consciousness if I were to.
Yeah. I think that that should be something we note. We should make it a note. I think, you know, some people do think that we're on drugs, and I think we should make it very clear this is a drug-free show.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong with drugs, but listen, we're both drug-free lifestyle right now.
Yeah, for now.
For now. Anything could put us over the edge, but for now, we're drug-free lifestyle. Hello, just everybody. Just coffee. Have you had coffee today, Manoel?
I'm having it right now. I'm having a coffee burger.
Let's see it. Yum, yum. Juicy. Well, thank you all for joining us. I already see a bird, and that bird is going to have to make some noise. You understand this is a podcast, okay? We're not just playing around here.
That bird has to describe themselves.
Okay, Jesse Thorne himself. Jesse's like, get. You're relying on visuals. And we said, please, Jesse, don't punish us. And so this is a really big, oh my God, the bird is really losing it. And again, I can't say anything else about it.
When this is over, should we do like a live show at a barn?
Yeah. When this is over, we're doing a live show at a barn.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be booked for a while with all the weddings, but
yeah,
I think after that.
You ready?
Yeah. I'd like to call in a cow.
I'm sorry that I didn't hear that sentence until a few seconds after you said it. That I
it's okay. My voice kind of travels slow. Slow wave.
You don't think it's the Zoom? You think it's your voice?
It's my voice. Okay. Between my lips to the microphone. It has its own delay.
And Manoel, I hate to, you know, out you here, but could you just repeat what you said to me before everybody joined us on the Zoom about your body? About your body.
What?
What did you say? What did you
about
say?
About my body?
About your mouth. What did you say to me?
My mouth is traditionally eczematic.
You said, I traditionally have an eczematic mouth. And I think it's worse when you say it like that, okay? I think it's worse.
I can't help that I'm trad.
What?
I don't know. It's a term people mention. I don't know.
I have known you. What we've known each other for how long?
Gosh, probably. I like to timestamp everything as 2013. But
I'd say it's getting on
goes,
a decade.
Getting on a decade. Why? Yeah.
Well, I just never knew that about your mouth before.
Really?
I mean, I guess it's, nothing's wrong with having a traditionally eczematic mouth, but I guess I just didn't know that about you before. It's kind of a surprise.
You don't notice me exfoliating my face and my mouth.
You do always have a chapstick with you.
With a stick of loofah. Yeah, no, it's loofah. It's a loofah.
That's a loofah.
It's a baby loofah. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a baby loofah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Before shaking your hand, I just, every time I leave, there's like a pile of dead skin. It's like Gattaca.
So Manoel, is this, let's just check in really quick before we start playing the games. Is there anything you want to check in? Anything you want to update us about? How are you feeling?
I feel like I said everything there is. Why? What's going on with you? I'm trucking. Are you trucking? What's going on?
Actually, I did something that I thought of you.
Oh no.
And I'm not trying to say you have a bad influence on me, but this was definitely bad influence style.
I was hoping that you were say you walked into a Bed Bath & Beyond and took a deep breath and was like, Manolo? Anyway.
No. Okay. So I'm trying to buy in larger containers. You know what I mean?
Oh, bulk?
Yeah, I just feel like you make a lot of trash, right? But if you buy in bigger containers, it's less trash, it seems like.
Yeah, it's less overflowing. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, but you know, yeah, sure. Less overflowing. So, so I got this big tub of yogurt, huge. Oh. Okay. Yes. And then I was trying to eat it, you know, and I can only eat so many scoops before I say that's enough for today. Mm-hmm. And, I bought it a big tub and then I had to drive for 4 hours and I left it in the car.
Mm-mm.
And it turned warm. And then I thought,
and you're like, better eat it quick.
Yeah, I thought, why don't I just put it back in the refrigerator, pretend this never happened.
Okay, and that's what made you think of me?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm food safe certified, not to brag, but I am by the state of New York. And this is kind of what we're out here doing.
Which is interesting, because what I would have done was to eat the rest of it before it got bad.
Oh, I just, you know, I'm making it cold again. I'm not about to eat warm yogurt, but yeah,
back to one.
Yeah, everybody back to one. Come on, yogurt, back to one. So that's kind of, that's kind of where I'm at.
Nice. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Thanks. Good Thanks, work. My man.
High five.
Yeah. High five, my man. So we're going to play three games with you all, and one game we'll win, and then we'll play that the following episode. So you actually have a lot of power, and I hope you use it responsibly.
The listeners do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. At least one person is stoked.
Yeah, wonderful. And actually, if you're listening to the podcast, everyone is freaking out right now on this Zoom.
People everyone is loving
it. Yeah, everyone's stoked. Not people aren't just looking at us with with straight mouths. Yeah, no, that is not happening. People are excited to play. a lucky few.
You guys and your faces.
Yeah, you all and your faces.
Your stoked attitudes.
You look like Tinder, ready for the fire. Mm-hmm. Is stoked.
Is that what you're supposed to do on Tinder?
No. I didn't mean it like the app. I meant it like the fire.
Oh, stoke the Tinder.
Whatever. Okay. Exfoliate Alex,
your
you're
face
gonna edit
before you go on Tinder.
Are you gonna make it make sense in the edit, Alex? Just rearrange the sentence. Come on.
He shook his head.
I know. Okay, so here we go. Manolo, let's get started. How about that?
Okay. I see that people have like more pets than instruments.
Whoa.
I literally
there's
can't
a lot of pets.
I can't find the plug for my keyboard.
You can't?
No, it's like it's a okay, so it's this.
Oh.
I can't find the plug for it. I could like jiggle it or.
Well, could you just give us a note? Just kind of, could you give us the first line of the theme song? And just so we know where to go off of, and then maybe we could try to build it from there.
All right. It's been.
Okay, great. And I'll just throw it over to whoever has it next. Does anyone know the rest of the theme song that could help us out really quick? Just a quick singing. Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I saw Kristen in Gresham, Oregon. Is that right?
That's right. I think I know a little bit more of the theme song that Manolo's going on.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's been 1 week since Joe looked at me. And that's all I got, though.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, Kristen. Really appreciate it. Okay, so if anybody else knows the rest of the theme song, I do believe it is a total of 25 seconds. I don't think we have enough so far. Does anyone else have the rest of it? Maybe Manolo, do you think you have a little bit more of it? Sorry, I accidentally... Yeah, sorry about that.
All right. Somebody...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does anyone else? Oh, Kristen. Kristen from Gresham, Oregon actually knows the rest of this one. Yeah, Kristen?
I know a little bit of this one as well.
Okay.
Somebody once told me Joe's world was gonna roll me. And that's all I got.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Kristen. Again, really helpful. Really helpful.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so Manolo, I hate to make this a hat trick, but do you know any other parts of the theme song?
Yeah, the rest of it starts like this. La, la.
Oh. Okay, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and check in with Kristen. You know, Kristen, do you happen to know the rest of that?
That's a pretty generic one, but I think it goes... La la Joe la 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 Joe la la. Is that it?
Okay.
Manolo,
Doctor,
is that it?
Doctor Game Show.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thanks, Kristen. Really helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay. So, really wonderful start today. Big Huge is rolling around, not in their graves because they're alive, but they're upset. So we'll go ahead and get started. We're going to play three games. I'll give you the instructions so you'll know what you're doing. And then if you want to play, just draw attention to yourself in some way, and I'll call on you. And if you don't want to play at all, it's going to be pretty difficult. Pretty difficult for today, because we really rely on you. So thank you very much for being here. So this first game is called Date Food Sunset. It's submitted by Chloe Howard from Corvallis, Oregon. Do you, Manolo? Do you have? I know you don't have an instrument, but do you happen to have a theme song for this one?
Yeah. Is there anyone who could help though?
Hmm. Oh, Kristen, wonderful. Oh, Kristen, how interesting. Kristen from Gresham, Oregon.
Hey, I'm here for this.
Okay, wonderful.
Do you have an instrument?
I don't, but my voice is my instrument.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
I can use anything as an instrument, though. I got a water bottle.
Got a water bottle.
Well, I mean, I could have done that.
Okay.
Anything's an instrument if you really think about it.
Is helping you. Okay. I need you to be grateful for Kristen. All right.
I got this if you'd like.
Yeah. Kristen's got this
okay,
if you like.
I'll do like a barbershop quartet.
Okay.
All right. The barbershop duo. Yeah. Here we go. All right.
It's called.
Sorry.
Wait. Are you singing? I thought you said you were going to sing.
Yeah. She's going to sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't play the water.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That worked.
No, you're being such a diva about this.
No, I'm not a diva.
Someone who lost their cord, you're being a little bit particular with Kristen.
No, it's only because I'm hard on myself for losing the cord. Okay, it's called Date Food Sunset.
Okay. All right. You start. I'll go on your lead.
All right. Da 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 da.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kristen.
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Manolo, you've really made Kristen work hard so far. I just want to say that.
Yep. Well, she volunteered.
What was the last little note that you did at the end of that song?
It's a flourish / act of self-defense.
Yeah, what was it?
It's hi-ya.
Okay. Date Food Sunset. Yep. Perfect. Okay, so this is Chloe writes, describe your dream date using only three nouns. Manolo chooses the best date that he would want to go on. Now, Manolo, do you like to go on dates?
Not really.
Okay, keep that in mind, everybody. Manolo doesn't like to go on dates, but three nouns. We need three nouns. So if you'd like to go, we would love to hear from you. Looks like we have so many people that want to volunteer. Just so you know, if you don't volunteer, I'll just unmute you. Okay, that's a threat. That's a threat. We cannot rely on Kristen anymore. Do you understand? We cannot. Okay, great. Perfect. I'm going to...
Yep. I mean, wait. So I do like eating, though.
Oh, okay. You do like
eating. Does that count as a date?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess you're supposed like to dates. Describe... You described your dream date. And if it happens to overlap with Manolo, that's great.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No one's volunteering, so it looks like everybody's going to go. Perfect. Okay, Corey. We got Corey in Edmonds, Washington. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Hello.
So, okay. Corey, wait, Corey, before you get into this, can we just so we know, like, what's ideally, like, just a worst place to go on a date?
The worst place to go on a date.
The least stoked you'd be on.
Yeah, least stoked.
The dumpster behind Denny's.
Thank you, ooh, Corey. And what? Okay, so that gives us a sense. Okay, so Corey, do you have your three nouns?
Yeah, I have two. I'm hoping I'll figure out the third one in seconds.
Okay.
it'll flow out. Don't worry.
Okay. Dessert, barn, cow.
All right, dessert, barn, cow. Okay, so Corey, you've certainly submitted, and that's a different answer than I thought. I didn't know cow was going to come in, but thank you, Corey. And we will see if yours is the best. We will see. We'll be back. Thank you so much. Okay. Ken in Austin, Texas. Ken, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. I'm excited to be on the show. I've been listening for about a year.
Well. Ken, so Ken.
Thanks for coming, Ken.
So Ken, your worst place for a date, just so we know.
Oh, worst. the opera.
Okay.
I like to listen to opera, but I don't like to go to the opera.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
so Ken, this is your opening. It's kind of like how pretty large window for who you are.
It's kind of like when you don't like peas, but you like pea soup.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you two could relate on that. All right, so Ken, what are your three nouns?
Dinner, movie, basketball.
Okay, the basketball. We're learning a little bit more about Ken. Okay, so it is very different from dessert, farm, cow. Remember Corey's. Okay, so keep that in mind. Okay, so dinner, movies, basketball. Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you. We'll get back to you. Okay, let's see. Oh, we got Raina in. I don't know where you're from, Raina. Could you tell us?
I'm from Boulder, Colorado.
And Raina, I hate to single you out, but you do have a chicken. Oh, yes, you do.
Nice. I was just in Boulder.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Did you meet this guy?
Yeah, we went to the Sprouts together.
Yeah. She goes all the time.
That's a local chicken. Reference. This is a chicken.
It's real, yeah. She's real.
Wow.
You thought she was fake?
No, I mean, I just can't believe the noises coming out of her. You know, this is not a familiar noise to me. So, Raina, I'm glad you're here. Raina, what is the chicken's name?
Wex.
Wex. Okay.
Yeah. Short for Wex Luther?
Short for a lot of things.
So no, not short for Wex Luther. Okay. So Raina, if you could just kind of tell us like maybe a bad date, just so we know the contrast.
A swamp.
Thank you. Okay.
Just so that.
I mean, that paints a picture for me. So Raina, what about you? I know so far, just so you know, don't copy anybody. We have dinner, movies, basketball, and dessert, farm, cow. Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
Cave, boomerang, cupcake.
Mm.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Indiana Jones adventure with children.
All right. And that was, there was no response from Raina on that. So thank you so much, Raina. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate that very much. Okay. So that, yeah. Okay. Looks like Alexander and Oliver would like to go. Alexander and Oliver are matching. So it just, could you just describe what's happening here for the listening audience?
We haven't put on real clothes in a year. Mm. We just thought today would be the day.
Oh,
it's working.
Yeah. And could you describe the clothes?
Blue sweaters and bow ties. And we have the same glasses, but that's always the case.
And we haven't cut our hair in a while, so we're wearing beanies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is it often you dress like each other, or is this a special occasion?
I think this is 18 months into marriage, just accepting what has happened.
Oh, you okay, you just got married before. Well, you are fun. Glad you're here. Okay, wonderful. So this is incredible. We have a recently married just before pandemic. Incredible. Okay, mm-hmm. So I guess this is kind of, I guess you two could describe a date with each other. I don't know if you have different dates.
What was your worst date? Is that something I'm allowed to ask?
We broke up after a trip to Duluth.
Oh, Duluth. Duluth.
So that's probably it.
that's good. That's really good. I once broke up in a tunnel on the way to Philadelphia. Ooh. It's a very uncomfortable tunnel. So I understand the Duluth. So, okay, so Duluth might be the worst, but what? Okay, who would like
Duluth
to go first?
Duluth is Minnesota's tunnel.
I don't. Okay, yeah, sure. Duluth is Minnesota's tunnel. Yeah. All right.
This is based on a real date. My three things are cheddar, Gouda, and mozzarella.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. Okay. Cheddar, Gouda, and mozzarella.
I almost proposed to you that night, mm-hmm. and then I decided to wait. Yeah.
What? What?
That was real. He had this like four cheese situation, and I had the ring in my pocket, and I'm like, we can find a better day.
What was the other cheese that didn't get mentioned?
Yeah.
Probably Asiago.
Maybe Asiago. I don't know.
That's not okay. Okay, Asiago's not making it.
What do you do with cheese? Do you eat it on something else?
Well, you kind of stack it on the other cheeses. It's like
No,
it's
you
like
don't.
Seven-layered dip.
No, you do not.
But it's but before the microwave.
There was under all the cheese, there was some pasta and sauce.
That's good. I told Alex, I said, no more keto people in here. Okay. I don't want people talking about how they're only eating meat and cheese.
You know what just happened to my brother? This legitimately happened 2 days ago.
Uh-oh. What?
He's been on keto for 5 months because he's getting married and he wants to lose weight. He has gout.
Yeah.
I can't even get into this
you
right now.
You can't do it straight through. You have to like interchange.
I can't believe it. You
take a break.
Okay. So, all right. So you, okay. So the, you're okay. What now? Do you have the same answer?
No.
Okay. So this wasn't a great date for you.
I don't eat gluten. I don't eat much dairy.
Okay,
so, wow.
So the date was just you providing cheese for your partner.
I mean, that's commitment, right?
Just shoveling it in there.
Oh. Interesting.
No. I mean, we've had dates. I think my date would be dog, avocado, sleep. Mm. And we've definitely done that. Maybe that's more. Yeah, we've definitely done
sleep.
That.
Sleep is bleak. I'm just saying. I think that's pretty bleak. But listen, it might be perfect for Manolo. Actually, Manolo, this might be ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I don't know how I feel about avocados.
Really?
It's like mush. It's cold mush.
What about chocolate? Maybe dog chocolate sleep.
Dog chocolate? That's dangerous.
Yeah. I'm just going to stop now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was really insightful, and we really appreciate both of your opinions here. So far we got mozzarella, cheddar, and what was the other cheese, Manolo?
The one before Asiago.
Gouda. Okay. And then the other one is dog, chocolate, avocado, sleep.
And sleep.
Okay, but don't forget we have a few other entries, right? We have you know, farm cow dessert, and we also have dinner, movies, basketball, and then we also have cave boomerang cupcake. So what do you think? I don't want to overwhelm you with all the answer with all these options. So that from here let's choose.
From here let's choose?
From here let's choose.
I think, I'm like not adventurous, but, I think, what's it gonna be?
Manolo, I just wanted to tell you that, listen, I'm totally cool with you losing your cord inside your house. You know, you kind of, you know, not doing the theme song shirt, but this really is, you know, judging the games. This really is, you know, what you've come here to do, you know?
Yeah, but it's just, you know, I don't really date. So it's like, I have to make this count. I'm going to go with the cheeses.
Wow, congratulations.
Sorry, everybody.
To Gouda and cheddar and mozzarella, and that's it.
Maybe Asiago.
You're getting a custom magnet.
Good work.
Now, who is Alexander? Who is Oliver?
I'm Alex.
I'm Oliver, and I am a listener by proxy.
Oh.
Okay.
I can listen to the show sometimes.
You're a giver.
I have developed a love of the show, but I am definitely Alex is the one who's excited about the magnet and such. So.
Okay. Well, okay. So thanks a lot. Appreciate that. See, that's the kind of thing, you know, I understand that a lot of, it isn't for everybody, but you know, if we can suck anybody in, that's good. That's really good. So,
Then explain how they just, you know, have to listen to it.
Yeah. I believe Alex has called in quite a few times, but I don't know if I've ever seen your face. Is that true, Alex? You've never called in before?
No.
He's been dreaming of it, but apparently.
Well, you look like someone I know. Couldn't tell you who. Okay, but I'm glad you're here. Okay, so you got a custom magnet coming your way. Pretty exciting. So so that was Date Food Sunset. That was submitted by Chloe, but that might be the winner. It's the next game we're playing is Animal Antonym. It's submitted by Jeremy Hirschfeld from Columbus, Ohio, in collaboration with Kara from Columbus, Ohio.
Nice.
You got a theme song for this?
This is like the first time no one has like an actual instrument.
Cameron has a bunch of instruments. So Cameron, Cameron. Hi. And Bella.
Hi.
We've got a bunch of instruments.
So let's hear one.
Which one? All of them at the same time?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe we're looking for Animal Antonym. So what's the best instrument for that? That seems really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to do the vocals or the beat?
Yeah, I want you to do the vocals.
I don't know what what's the game? Animal Antonyms?
Yep.
Interesting.
Vocals? No.
Are
you ready?
Sure.
Manolo, can you count us down?
Yeah. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
A-N-I-M-A-L, animal, antonym.
Hiya.
Incredible. That was incredible. Really good collaboration. Thank you so much, Cameron and Bella. Thank you. It looks like we do have the game creator amongst us. Amber. Are you the game? Are you
absolutely the game not? Just live in the same place.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay. So see you later. Okay. So right. So here we go. Here's how this game works. Player one names an animal. Player two must name the opposite of that animal and explain their reasoning. Manolo awards a point if he feels it is an animal antonym. Other players may steal if they have a better animal antonym. The person who wins the point starts the next round.
This is a good one. Another good one.
So, Amber, you created this game, correct?
Let's talk to the game creator.
Sure, why not?
Okay, so Amber, this is so nice to have you on the show. So, Amber, if you could just start off by naming an animal.
I will go with Tanuki.
What is that animal?
Japanese raccoon dog.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, what is the opposite of the Japanese raccoon dog? Okay. It looks like we've got a lot of people. I'm trying to see if anybody has that. Okay, we haven't heard from Lindsay yet. Lindsay in, is that Brooklyn?
Lindsay, yeah. Lindsay
from Brooklyn? Okay.
Indian elephant.
Okay.
Why?
It's only one thing. It's really big, and it's not from Japan.
Yeah. I mean, seems like an antonym to me.
Sounds solid.
Well, Amber, I mean, as the initial game creator, I mean, that's a big compliment. Okay, so what do you think? Manolo, do you think that's correct?
I feel like people are trying to steal it.
Oh, they're stealers.
It feels like it could be.
Yeah, people can steal. Okay, so according to Amber's rules, people can steal. Okay, so we got, okay, Kristen in Gresham, Oregon. Remember Kristen?
Hi. I think that's a great answer, but I had...
Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah, but that might be a little too opposite because...
it's too opposite.
It is. Because that cute little raccoon dog, it's cute, it's little, it's fuzzy. The opposite, I think, is a bear, a giant polar bear.
Polar bear.
A giant polar bear. Still
fuzzy. Giant polar bear.
It is, but it's not too opposite.
It's not too opposite. So Kristen's complaint is that it's too opposite. And so yeah. Kristen's going with a polar bear, giant polar bear.
Yeah, because it's opposite, but it's not too opposite.
It's opposite, but it's not too opposite. That's the problem. Yeah. It's a real six. It's a real 6 and 12 situation.
Yeah. Is that like when you're driving a car and the steering wheel put it on 6 and 12?
Yeah, sure. When you got your hands at 6 and 12, you can't drive. You
know, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks like Mitch actually has somebody to say. Mitch is with Lindsay. Okay, Mitch, what do you think you have to say here?
I'm just worried you guys aren't going opposite enough.
Oh.
Maybe we got to go into the invertebrate world. Oh. Maybe like a sea cucumber. You know, doesn't breathe air.
Oh, sea cucumber. Sea so, cucumber. Mitch, you're going against Lindsay and Kristen here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Wow, this is pretty intense. I didn't know this game was going to get so jacked so fast. So what do you think, Manolo?
I think it's actually is the sea cucumber.
Whoa, after all that.
It's too awesome.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win. So this was a big one for
me. Like, yeah, I remember really is. I was flipping through the animal thesaurus recently, and I remember one of the... of Tanuki was the sea cucumber.
Yeah, the animal thesaurus is shaped like a color wheel. So that actually makes a lot of sense if you line it up right. I got to tell you all, I did see turkeys the other day. So thank you all for playing. Thank you. This is round one. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, so it looks like according to the rules submitted by Jeremy and Kara and I guess Amber, it looks like the person who wins the point starts the next round. So it looks like we're going with Mitch. Okay, so Mitch, if you could start with an animal.
What are those jellyfish that like kill people?
You know, man of war.
Manowar.
Manowar. Okay, Manowar. Okay, it looks like Ari in Chicago. Ari in Chicago would like to go. Ari?
Okay, so I think, you know, the Manowar is very threatening, obviously, and dangerous. I think the opposite of that might be the naked mole rat. Because, you know, it's just, it's not very threatening at all. It's tiny, and it sort of just burrows. It's not floating around anywhere. It's just sort of in its own little burrow, not really bothering anybody, just completely naked, and not just its own, like, chill guy.
And the man of war wears dungarees.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so interesting. So, Ari... Looks like Corey's out for blood. Okay, so Corey actually was a steal. So we'll see what happens here. Corey in Edmonds, Washington. Yeah.
So I think the opposite is a Saint Bernard because it's a big fuzzy animal that helps people.
Helps people.
Mm. Yeah.
Corey, could you give us an example just in your lifetime of how the Saint Bernards help people?
Yeah, the Saint Bernards, they go up and find people who are lost in the mountains. And save them
from who got stuck up there from war.
What?
I'm pretty sure I'm not making this up.
No, it's true. What? If they're paratroopers, and then the wind kind of blows them up on the top of Mount Everest, and then Saint Bernard comes up, right?
Yeah, Saint Bernard saves them, and they used to carry, like, I don't know if this is just from cartoons, but they would have a little keg of alcohol attached to their collar because they used to
keg of alcohol. Yeah. A little keg of alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey. Okay, Corey's coming in hot, ready to say that Saint Bernard's
just like a growler of IPA.
Which jellyfish do not bring you alcohol.
Yeah, they kick you out of the bar.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly. That's what bouncers keep them for.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So what do you think? What, unless anyone else would? Oh, looks like Raina wants to steal. Okay, Raina wants to steal as well. This game's getting really, really heated.
Yeah, so I think that you guys are just being too nice here with these nice opposites, especially my brother with that naked mole rat suggestion. You got it. Fight evil with evil. That's it. You gotta have an opposite that's another type of evil. So the mosquito, I think, is the complete opposite of the man of war. The complete opposite. Because, you know, it's spreading malaria, it's doing all these evil things in totally different ways.
Hold on a second. Ari and Raina are related.
Yes, we're siblings.
And okay, so Ari, you're getting on this podcast not even mentioning that your sister has a chicken. And Raina, you're getting on this podcast not even mentioning that your brother lives in Chicago.
Yeah, and he has a life-size version of himself in the background too.
That's true, I do. This is flat Ari. He actually is canon because we've discussed him on the show before about a year ago. It was just after the reset during the reset episode. So he is canon. He is canon.
Oh, thanks, Ari. Appreciate you letting me know that he is canon. Thank you. Okay, so this is really helpful. Does anyone else have a secret sibling on this podcast? That would be really helpful to know. Thank you so much.
This is other Mitch. Sorry.
What is that? What is that? Is that a balloon? What is that?
It's my deformed brother. He was born without a body.
What is it? Is it a beanbag?
Terrible gift pillow.
It's a pillow. Ooh. I do not like it. Okay, so I'm glad you shared it with me. Thanks so much. This has been really helpful all around. I'm sweating. So Mitch, you get to choose between Corey going strong. You got Ari going strong. You got Raina going strong. You got the choices of Saint Bernard bringing the keg party. You got the mosquito. And you got an Ari. What was yours again?
The naked mole rat.
The naked mole rat, who's not hurting anybody, according to Ari.
True.
Am I the judge now? I thought it was still Manolo.
Yeah, you're not. I'm sorry. I don't know why I asked you. Okay, so Manolo, go ahead.
I'm happy to guess judge.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it, Mitch. Don't worry about it. Thanks so much. You showed our your pillow. That was quite nice. Thank you so much. Okay.
I think the Saint Bernard is what it is.
Wow, Corey beat out two siblings. That is messed up. Okay, this is a family podcast. Okay, wow. Thanks so much. Thanks so much to everybody. And Corey, you're getting a custom magnet. That's the kind of enthusiasm we're hoping for. That and maybe some kind of comment about how I just listened because my partner listens. That's the kind of enthusiasm we're going for here. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, so that was Animal Antonym. And now...
a word. I thought we were changing, going back and forth.
We never change back and forth. We don't do that? We never have done that. If you're going to do that, just wink at me and then I'll know.
Okay, start over. And now, wink.
A word.
From...
our
sponsor.
Green Chef is the sponsor for this episode. Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every lifestyle.
Yeah, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or just looking to eat healthier, there's a range of recipes to suit any diet or preference.
Green Chef, it makes cooking very easy, and there's dinner options that work with your lifestyle, not the other way around.
Recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, chef tips. And photos to guide you along.
There's been so many good recipes. I really have enjoyed a lot of it. I really love the sauces. And there's, I made something the other time. It was like a Bavarian, recipe with like potatoes and beets and apples. And it was like.
That sounds delicious.
I know, but I would never make that myself. Like I would never be like, okay, time to make a Bavarian roasted plate of food. And it was so tasty.
And could you believe you made it yourself?
And it came with mustard sauce.
Nice. That's a Bavarian thing. Do you know what I did?
What?
I had dinner with a family and their dad cooked it. And it was like so good. And I was like, do you just follow the recipe? How do you make these great dinners? And he's like, yeah, I just wing it. And then first I start with the recipe and then like I kind of wing it afterwards. And then I was like, oh, I'm just starting to learn how to cook too. But it started with following Green Chef recipes. And then I later learned how to like wing it afterwards. So it really helped me a lot.
Yeah,
I got to share.
I also get so sick of my own cooking. So it's like kind of nice to have this like new recipes and new ingredients where you're just like, oh. This fits with being a vegetarian, and now I'm not putting a potato in the microwave.
Yeah, or just a bowl of beans and the hot dogs. Six hot dogs.
Exactly.
Cooked at once.
So you could go to greenchef.com/90gameshow and use code 90gameshow to get $90 off, including free shipping.
That's greenchef.com/90gameshow and code 90gameshow for $90 off.
Whee!
Yippee! Hiya!
All right. We here at Dr. Game Show encourage you to listen to One Bad Mother.
One Bad Mother takes an inclusive, non-judgmental approach to parenting. We're a show with a strong emphasis on mental health.
Well, they're a show. They're a show with a strong emphasis on mental health.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They are. they said we were.
Yeah, that's true.
They claim that they are.
That's true. Every week.
Queens we.
The queens we. Every week, they listen to listener voicemails about their genius moments, fail moments, and rants because parenting is hard.
Biz and Teresa, the queens we, do not have any advice because there is no one right way to be a parent. They do, however, see you are and are here to tell you that you are doing a great job. Did I say it right? Alex is shaking his head. Should I start over? I'll do it over. Biz and Teresa do not have any advice because there is no one right way to be a parent. They do, however, see you and are here. They are here to tell you that you are doing a great job. Am I doing a great job? If only Biz and Teresa were here to tell me I'm doing a great job at rearing this copy.
Check out One Bad Mother today. You won't regret it. Okay. Well, we here at Dr. Game Show encourage you to listen to Minority Corner.
Minority Corner is hosted by James Arthur M., a Black queer actor, comedian, politically active blurred, and each week he's joined by some equally fabulous fellow BIPOC, LGBTQ+, and allied folks, tackling the latest in news, pop culture, historical deep dives with some self-care sprinkled throughout, all from an intersectional lens with fun, flair, and care.
Every Friday, you can catch your weekly water cooler talk with your new BFFs that will leave you feeling informed and motivated, just like you attended a party with a purpose.
One listener reviewed 5 stars, and they said, "It's like listening to a couple of friends give me the facts on topics I wouldn't have known otherwise, and helping me to contextualize the news right now while providing direct actions we can take. I must listen to any podcast library."
So Minority Corner, because together we're the majority. Check it out. It's a great podcast and you'll have a lot of fun, and it'll be a great listen. Check it out.
I got all the long sentences. The paragraph long sentences.
Next time I'll get the paragraph long sentences, okay?
Okay.
Right. Okay, so we're so old.
It's true.
Okay, so this is last episode's winning game. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! This game is from Corey from Edmonds, Washington. What is going on?
Everyone's pumped.
Everyone's freaking out. Corey, what is going on?
So Corey, excited.
Corey, yes. Why don't you tell us?
This I did.
Freaking awesome.
Everyone's holding back.
I was going to say it. I forgot.
Corey, I go on. I say, "Oh, Ari, Raina, you're not telling us something, are you?" And Corey, you're just sitting there, not saying a word, knowing your winning game's coming up. Huh?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Real cool.
I'm very excited.
This is huge. The Bigfoot Festival, submitted by Corey from Edmonds, Washington, is the winning game. This might win again. Yay. Versus, I mean, and, you know, we did have a game creator in here, Amber, remember? So this is pretty huge. Okay, so Corey, thank you so much. Any words of wisdom before we just dive into it?
I mean, you just really gotta reach into yourself and
no, that's actually enough. Thank you so much. I don't want to hear any more about reaching in. Okay, so thanks so much. Okay, so this is we do need a theme song for this. If anybody has one, anyone has any musical instruments, people are looking around like this hasn't happened before. It looks like Susan is actually up and leaving. Someone named Susan has left. Maybe to get an instrument, maybe not to.
Maybe because you didn't call on her.
Maybe. Oh! She brought back a... What is this? Okay,
guitar case. An empty guitar case.
An empty guitar case. What's inside it? A knife. Oh my gosh.
What? Susan. Stop waving it.
Okay.
No, look, here's the thing is I have a guitar, which I just bought. I only just started learning how to play it. So I'm actually looking for my kazoo, which I know I saw earlier today, maybe yesterday.
A classic case of a lost my cord.
Yeah, Yeah, I can't find the kazoo. I'm not brave enough to play the guitar.
But what if you were?
Fine. Sure. You convinced.
That's
me.
It. That's all it took.
Sometimes that's all it takes. Just you know, you open up their imagination.
Incredible.
Someone has a cello?
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're gonna get that cello afterwards. Susan,
You don't think Susan could play with a world-renowned cellist?
I think so.
No, I've been playing for maybe a month. so it's really bad.
Actually, that's crazy. Susan, Corey, in the instructions, they were saying they want somebody who's only played guitar for a month to do the theme song. Isn't that right, Corey? Just to confirm.
That's perfect. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, remember when Corey said, you know, reach inside yourself. That was the kind of thing about the guitar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pull out the guitar.
What is the game called again? So I can get a feel for like the vibe.
No problem. Bigfoot Festival.
Bigfoot Festival. Oh, okay. No pressure. Mm-mm. I know a few chords. Get ready.
That's all you need.
It's the Bigfoot Festival. It's the Bigfoot Festival game.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Festival. It's the Bigfoot Festival game. Okay. Yay!
Susan, that was actually really good. I'd say it's in the top 10 theme songs of all time.
Wow. So really,
thank you so much, Susan.
I'm flattered. Thanks. I might find the kazoo because I'm better at buzzing than I am at playing guitar.
Wait, aren't we all better at buzzing?
I'm better at buzzing. Buzzing aren't here, actually, I'm in Ireland. Buzzing, it means that you're like really cool and hip and people want to be around you. So somebody calls you a buzzer. That means really cool.
Okay, interesting. Thank you so much, Susan. Appreciate you being here. Okay, so the Bigfoot Festival game. Not to quote Susan, but it's the Bigfoot Festival, Bigfoot Festival game.
Mm-hmm.
So Corey writes, callers or Zoomers are attendees at the National Bigfoot Festival where Bigfoot himself, played by Manolo, starts terrorizing the festival goats. Guess. My mistake. Okay, so each caller has a hobby that they brought to the festival. Joe assigns the hobby. Callers must describe how they would capture Bigfoot using only the tools related to their hobbies. Callers win if Manolo says they catch him.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if Joe assigned knitting to a caller, they could knit a net out of yarn to catch Manolo. So Manolo, let's just to get a sense of your Bigfoot impression. You have it?
Yeah, it's ha. Any ghosts around here in this festival?
It's different than last time.
Yeah.
It's definitely evolved, but that's good to know.
Yeah, I learned a few English words.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to say that I don't want to, point anyone out, but during the theme song, this one particular Zoom caller was dancing with fingers. Okay. We have Jonathan in Australia was dancing with fingers. Is that correct, Jonathan?
Yes, that's correct. I have fingers and I was dancing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
confirmed.
Okay. It does seem like the truth, but you are being coy. Okay. So, Jonathan, if you could tell us, maybe if you are going first, I'm so sorry. But Jonathan, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself so I can know what hobby to assign you.
I like hunting big game,
What?
Cryptozoology, really? Cool animals. Hunting for yetis and wendigos and whatnot.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Hmm. It's just, coincidence.
Hmm.
Oh.
Really?
For like food
or like coats?
Oh yeah, for food. You got to do it sustainably.
Oh, okay. So what have you made food-wise?
There was some yeti pie. It was really good.
Mm. Yeti pie?
Mm-hmm.
And you make your own crust or did you buy the crust?
Oh, you buy the crust. I don't have time for that.
Oh, but you
when you're out there, you got to hunt those yetis.
Yeah.
Takes time.
Hmm. All right, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. So Jonathan, that's interesting to know. So you're actually your hobby is actually making pie crust. I'm so sorry. Oh. So this is gonna be your hobby. So Jonathan,
it's the one thing I said I didn't do.
I know, it's so weird. So weird how that happens. So Jonathan, if you could just kind of explain to us how you're gonna capture Manolo, and then Manolo will reveal whether you've captured him.
Mm-hmm. And just to be clear on the rules, I am a goat.
That was
Okay, cool. So here's what we do. With my goat-like agility, I can clamber up Manolo and try and entice him with some pie. Pie crust, that is, ingredients.
Best part of a pie.
Mm-hmm. To run and lure him into like a space where there's lots of those like tent ropes. Hopefully we can trip him over with that.
Tent ropes? And,
yeah. You know, because this is a festival. What sort of festival
have
tents?
Him over with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Best part of a festival is the ropes.
So you're getting him excited by the crust ingredients, which are roughly.
You know, flour, maybe some breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs and flour?
Yeah, okay. You can have breadcrumbs. Knowledge is really, really cutting to the fore now, isn't it?
Have you ever made a pie crust, Joe?
Yeah, I use flour and breadcrumbs like the next person. So so you entice Manolo with flour and breadcrumbs, and then you trip him with the ropes?
Yeah. Just lure him into that.
Yeah, and using your goat-like agility, you you climb him?
Yeah. You've got to get those breadcrumbs up right under his nose.
Okay, so Manolo, sorry to make you get into character so fast. I know you take time with this, but if you could just...
Ooh, pie crust. Yum, yum. I tripped.
Okay, you captured him, Jonathan. Incredible. Incredible.
I thought I was clumsy.
Yeah, so Jonathan, we are sending you a custom magnet all the way to Australia. Can you believe it?
Yay!
Thank you. Well, that's okay. We'll actually sub it in for a more enthusiastic one later. If you have it, do you have it?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jonathan, so much. Appreciate it. Okay, so
thanks, Jonathan.
Okay, so next up, we're going to talk. We haven't heard from Christian in Krakow, Poland. Okay, we have never had anyone from Krakow be on the show. This is canon. Just so you know, Ari, this is also actually canon. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll put it in the logs.
Thank you. Okay. So, Christian, what's up?
Hello. Hello. Sorry, you cut up there for a while. Yeah, put a Mac here. Hello.
Hi. Okay. So, Christian, just tell us a little bit about yourself so we know exactly what hobby to give you.
All right. So, what did I do? I watch a lot of Star Trek. Mm-hmm. I play a lot of PlayStation games, and I like languages and linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
What's my hobby?
Okay, this is, I'm sorry to say this, but for me, what's coming across to me is you're a pony rider. You ride ponies.
Okay. Pony. So I ride my flaming pony into the festival and big goes, yeah.
Is it on fire?
It is on fire, but it's cold fire. It's just there for effect and artistic quality. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, so I go, yo, Bigfoot. And Bigfoot goes like, And I go, so here, this is a pony. This is a pony, but if you want, I can actually maybe help you purchase a festival goat. And then, as I'm explaining the monetary economy system to the Bigfoot, gradually Bigfoot just falls asleep from all the boredom and captured.
Captured.
So the pony, You're just riding in the pony who's covered in cold flames. Yeah.
Yes, for effect and transportation.
For effect and transportation. And then you just kind of tell Manolo Bigfoot about just the logistics.
Yes, of purchasing a festival goat, you know, like at a festival.
Festival.
Mm-hmm. Goat. Festival as a goat. Mount or for friendship. Other opportunities on the way.
Mm-hmm. And it does. Mm-hmm. Is the goat flaming as well?
Well, we don't get to the goat. We just get to the sleeping out of being bored to sleep.
Okay, yeah. So I left
my phone in the
It's cake. All in the marketing. More.
Yeah, we'll have to wait till chapter two for this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you think, Manolo? You think you're going to fall asleep learning about the festival goat?
Yeah, I'd say so. I didn't go to a festival to learn about economics.
Meh.
Okay. Wow, Christian. Thank you so much. This was a real twist and turns of an answer.
You're such a buzzer, Joe. You're such a buzzer.
Thank you so much. I was waiting for someone to say that. It took too long, but thank you. When you said it, it felt good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Well, get custom magnet. Okay, custom magnet is coming
away. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Alex, can we use Christian's yes for Jonathan's, if that's all right with you? Just a quick thank you so much. We're going to be using that for everybody's. We have not heard from Colin in Brooklyn. I just want to make sure we get to Colin in Brooklyn.
Hi. Hey, Colin. How's it going, Joe? How's it going, Manolo?
Yeah.
Smashing.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah,
of course.
I'm just above it.
Okay, so Colin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I have a cat. I don't play any instruments.
Did you enjoy the weather yesterday?
It was okay. I wanted to be warmer.
All right.
Colin, I truly have no idea who you are. So could you just say like one more thing? Maybe
twin. Whoa! That's a good okay. one, right? I forget the most important always.
What's your twin's name?
Blake.
Colin identical and Blake.
Or fraternal?
Fraternal.
Okay. You wish that he was identical?
No, it's okay. I don't want anyone to be able to commit a crime and not be able to prove myself with my DNA.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, of course. That's what we were going as well with that. So I'm glad you mentioned it. So Colin, you have a cat. You don't play instruments. So actually, for this one, your hobby is playing instruments, and not just any instrument. 1 month of guitar. Okay, you have 1 month of guitar in your belt. Okay, so what are you gonna do with this? Bigfoot and Manolo, could you just get him revved up a little bit? Do your impression.
Okay. Yes. Inspiration. That was some real inspiration. So I have my 1 month of guitar. I'm going to set up a campfire and create a little campfire song circle. I'm going to make a sign using my guitar that says Yetis only.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lure the Yeti with my skill playing the guitar. The music is going to waft to the Yeti, and you know, like Yogi Bear smells the pie crust and floats along. Well, the Yeti will float along on the 1 month music, I guess.
What kind of song is it?
It's Yeti folk music, traditional from Mount Everest.
Over Mount Everest.
How does it go?
St. Bernard's, you know.
St. Bernard. So there is booze at this party because the St. Bernard's brought it.
Of course.
From the keg.
Yeah, from the keg. Okay. So that is interesting. It is interesting. I do wonder if this will work. I do wonder.
There's a shoddy plan. It's only 1 month of guitar. I think 2 months, better plan.
Yeah.
1 month.
Yeah.
Is there a chance I could hear a snippet of the song? Or how it would go.
Susan, can you please get Susan out here, please?
Okay, yeah, we'll get Susan out here, please. Susan, you little buzzer, come back out here.
Well, I found the kazoo.
Yeah, perfect.
In my bag. But we're playing one month of guitars.
If you could.
Yeti Yolk from Mount Everest.
Yeti Folk, not Yeti Yolk.
Yeah.
Christ. Mm. Okay. Well, Yeti Folk from Everest.
Seems like you got it.
Season G's.
It's a good combination.
A 5, 6, a C, and a G.
Sing along, whoever you are.
Yeti Folk drifting through. The festival, yeah. The music, it flows like a river down.
Flows like a river through the festival.
And that's quite enough at everybody. That really felt
that was beautiful. Like
equal amounts and humiliating for all parties. So I think that did the trick for me.
It was great.
Yeah. Flowing through the river, flowing like a river. Okay,
through a festival.
Through a festival.
Towards the pony fire.
Towards the pony fire. Okay, so what do you think, Manolo? Did you get caught by that?
It reminded me of home. I had to go and get caught.
Wow. You did it, Colin. You did it. With Susan's help, you did it.
Yes.
Thank you, Susan.
And thank you, Susan. Okay, thank you so much, Custom Magnet. Just going to check in with Corey really quickly. Corey, is this kind of how you envision this game?
Yeah, this is going exactly as planned.
Thanks so much. Okay, so that's really helpful, really helpful. Okay, Kristen would really like to play.
Hello.
Hey, Kristen.
Well, I know a little thing about Bigfoots, actually, because I'm a park ranger here in Oregon.
Excuse me?
I'm a park ranger here, so I know the Bigfoot personally here. They're my friends.
Mm. Well, yes. Well.
So I can tell you how to trap them. So just give me a hobby.
Okay. I mean, this is the first
better
thing
be a good one.
You make what you do is you make little guys out of Q-tips.
Oh, of course. Well, In my forest, I have them hanging up like the Blair Witch symbols.
Awesome.
On the trees. And that draws them out. So then you got a good campfire, good guitar. His serenading song, of course, would help. So I'd appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to join forces with people.
Yes, of course. We're festival goats. We have to join forces or else we're prey.
Goat festival.
Yeah, we're festival goats, so we have to join forces.
I'm being punished.
Too stronger.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So yeah, they're drawn to the Q-tip people in the trees and our community.
Mm. And your community.
Yes, our community.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Manolo? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Like, because, you know, they remind me of my family, the Q-tip people.
Me too. They feel like home, don't they?
Yeah, they feel like home, don't they?
You're never alone with Q-tip people.
Okay, yeah. Ari actually has a little Q-tip person that he's
mommy,
made, which is canon. And Manolo did just say mommy, which was disturbing. Yeah. So,
I'll be your mommy.
Okay, thank you all so much. This is really a family program, and I love this so much for everyone. Wow. So, Kristen, it seems like you got him, but Manolo, let's see. Are you trapped?
yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. The impression has gone, but Manolo is here still.
Yes.
Okay. And are you really a park ranger?
I am, yes.
For real?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well. Which park?
Oxbow Park here in Gresham. Come check it out.
Well. Dr. Game Show fans and foes, if you go to Gresham, say hi to Kristen for us.
Okay. What's the draw for Oxbow, whatever?
Like how many people?
Or like what's the appeal of the park?
What's the appeal? How are you going to sell it?
Well, obviously the Bigfoots, camping, Yeah, we've got lots of hiking trails. Sometimes if you camp, the Bigfoots will come and stay with you.
Yes. Camp with the Bigfoot.
Kristen, is there some kind of code or like noise that the Dr. Game Show fans can, Dr. Game Show community can use, you know, to when they see you? And so there's kind of something, is there something that you'll recognize?
Well, let's see. We can just sing the Dr. Game Show to me and I'll know where you're from.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you guys sing the Dr. Game
Show. Yeah, or just yell it. Yeah, yell it. Got it. Ring, ring on the telephone. Like really loud.
It's
yeah,
been.
And then I'll look and I'll find you.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Okay, that's a note for everybody. Everybody knows what to do. And that's the same goes in New York City. If you're ever in New York City, you just start singing it and Manolo and I will respond to you.
I'll come out of the woods.
Yes, yeah. And I'll get off of my building, the Empire State Building, where I live.
It's also a free plug for the show, because if you're just running around yelling Dr. Yes. Game Show, they're going to be like, what is that? And look it up.
I mean, as we know, it's you know, the show is barely hanging on, barely getting people that are just married to share this. Okay, so thank you so much, Kristen. Really appreciate you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Magnet.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Okay, Ari really would like to go. Ari, let's just talk to you here.
Okay, so my hobby is I am actually a Q-tip sculptor, as we can see. And so I'd like to submit that I actually could catch Bigfoot with Q-tips in a really good way.
In a really good way?
Yeah.
So.
Can I get Raina to tag team with me on this, though? We work together well.
Oh, you do?
Mm. Yeah, we do.
Brother and sister, we work together well, huh?
But not flat Ari.
He's here for support.
Okay, so Raina, go ahead.
Yep, here for your service, Ari.
Okay, so first of all, Raina, do you have a good supply of Q-tips? Or should I provide them?
I would request that you provide.
Okay, I can provide. So...
That's how they talk to each other at the dinner table. I'm going to submit my request for a pepper.
Request denied.
Ooh. You got to learn how to formalize your request. You didn't fill out the proper paperwork.
Truly, I'm going to go ahead and say I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So I'm actually going to tie a bunch of Q-tips into a circle. And then, I can do it. I promise. And then I'm going to toss it over to Raina, who's going to catch it. Yeah. Mm. She's got it. Raina, what are you doing with that now?
Well, Q-tips are really, they absorb very well. And so we dip them in a secret potion and this secret potion has the scent of garlic, because everyone knows that Manolos are scared away by garlic.
This is actually important, because in this scenario we're trying to catch Bigfoot, and apparently Manolo is maybe friends with Bigfoot and walking around, so we need to separate the two of them.
You don't think the whole premise of this game was that Manolo is Bigfoot, but you're coming in here at the last minute saying that they're separate.
Yeah, we're actually scientifically using this potion and the Q-tips to apply the potion, separating the Manolo from the Bigfoot into two separate entities.
Ari, I'm just going to check in with Corey.
This is a
really
Marvel
quick,
movie.
This might not be canon. I'm not sure. So, Corey, if you could just kind of weigh in here.
I wasn't expecting this, but I think that if we had a Manolo and a Bigfoot,
you never see us in the same room.
Yeah, it's true. So, I don't know. I think if you could scientifically separate them
With like
or magically
with garlic and oil
and potion.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And a Q-tip.
Scientifically.
Oh, you think so? That's canon.
Yeah, that's canon.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Thanks so much, Corey. This kind of check-in has been really helpful. Okay, so now that that's canon, really, really interesting. What do you think, Manolo?
Wait, so we're just separated. Is there more?
Well, we can do more. So then you can do more. Right. So because that's not enough to just leave them separated. Then they're both just sort of standing there.
No.
Just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Separation anxiety. It wouldn't make any sense.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry, Ari, really quickly. I just wanted to check in really quickly.
Oliver turned into a dog.
Alex, where did you said you brought in Oliver as a fan of the show through you, but it doesn't seem like Oliver's here anymore. Okay, I'll talk to you a little bit, Alex. Really good to know that our fan retention is strong. Okay, so Ari, back to you.
Mm-hmm. Raina, do you still have that Q-tip hoop? Do you still have that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so it's a metal, instead of using a Q-tip, it's a metal loop that you stick inside your ear instead, because Q-tips are supposed to be bad for your ears.
So, and metal loops are better?
What? Hold on a second. So first of all, the whole premise is I'm supposed to give you a hobby. You're coming in hot with this Q-tip thing. Raina comes in and says, actually, no Q-tips, only metal hoops. Okay, so I don't know what is going on here.
I think that, you know, we're both just using our expertise in whatever way we can in working with this situation. Uh-huh. And I think that I can run with this metal loop idea, actually.
Oh, you can.
What if I said I was caught, though?
if you want to just concede, that would also be acceptable.
We accept that request. We accept the request.
Oh, you're right.
Just fill out the right form B on the way out, and then we'll put it through.
It's our dinner table form.
It looks like you're getting a custom magnet. It really does. It looks like you are, after all that, even though you can't go on it. We understand that deeply. So,
is that magnet for Ari?
No, you're both getting it.
You're both getting it.
Yes.
Split it in half.
Snip it in half. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, and now, did anyone here not get a custom magnet before we close out the show here? Okay, really quickly. Amber, you will get a custom. This is how you're going to get a custom magnet. If you could just really enthusiastic. We're going to just sub in for the people that weren't really too enthused. So if you could just kind of give us some kind of sound bite, then we'll give you the custom magnet. You understand?
Let's see. Wahoo!
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
Wahoo.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Wahoo's. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
By very me. Good.
No, you very good. We get a custom magnet. Thanks so much, Amber. Okay. Ken, let's just check in really quick. Ken.
Yes. I didn't get a magnet. I've always dreamed of that.
Oh, well, today might be your day.
Yeah. Let's see what you're.
See what you got.
What do you got?
Okay. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
That was awesome, Ken. I'm going to hire you for a Mazda commercial. That was incredible work. Thank you so much, Ken. Really good. Really good. Did anyone else not get a custom magnet that's hoping to get one? Okay, Susan. One month guitar, Susan.
That's what they call me now. Okay.
So, Susan, what is let's go ahead. Let's get some kind of, how does that sound?
Sound bite. How excited I am about the magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Can I play my kazoo for you instead? Yeah, since I found it?
Like fanfare?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We've been hearing a lot about the
How do you like that? Good? Want another?
Yeah. Yeah?
More? Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
No. Oh, you're good now.
Unless you need more.
We need one more. We need one more.
One more. Okay. Round it out. I want that on my funeral.
Aww.
Thank you. It's going to be pretty embarrassing when we're playing kazoo at Manolo's funeral. But thank you, Susan, so much. You're getting a custom magnet. You're getting one. Yeah. Did anyone else not get one that wants one? Yeah. Okay. We got Bella and Cameron, of course. Are you in Detroit?
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Do you
want
to sound?
Okay. So you do have to go separately. I'm so sorry.
The sound is excited for magnet?
The sound is excited for magnet. That's correct.
No, what are you talking?
Wait, okay, are you go. Just we'll like...
A, we'll do a little role play. Here we go. Okay, Bella, you're winning a custom magnet.
Thanks. You for me?
You should have.
Okay, that actually did build in a really nice, healthy way. Okay, so, Cameron, if you want to go
ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Both of you getting a custom magnet. Congratulations. That felt right. That felt right. Did anyone else not get a custom magnet that is hoping to get one through this experience? Looks like everyone got a custom magnet. That is pretty good. Okay, so now we are going to vote. We are going to vote on what game won. Will it either be Bigfoot Festival, Animal Antonym, or Date Food Sunset? I will remind you that Corey is in the Zoom, and I will remind you that I did think that Amber did make Animal Antonym. Okay, I'll remind you of that. Okay, so. Looks like we've got a lot of votes. Okay, here. And Manila, would you just read them out as they go along?
All right. Bigfoot Festival, Oliver, Date Food Sunset, Alex, Date Food Sunset, Big Feet, Goat Festival, Dr. Q-Tip Conundrum, Animal Synonym, Bigfoot Festival, Animal Antonyms, 1 month guitar, Bigfoot on a date. Cameron, Bigfur.
What?
Cameron, Bigfur. Bigfoot Festival, 1 month guitar. Obviously, Dr. Hangout, but Bigfoot Festival to be a good player. Animal Synonym for me. Animal Synonym, me too. Dr. Finger Dance, Goutfoot. Animal Cinnamon. Big Gout Foot.
Come on. What?
Hey, my name is Manolo and my lips are dry.
Oh, come on.
I reject Gout Foot. 1 month guitar. Dr. Finger Dance has my vote. Dr. Finger Dance.
Okay, what do you think has gotten the most votes?
I like Dr. Finger Dance too.
Okay, I will remind you this is an audio show. So Dr. Finger Dance doesn't really play off, does it? It's a lot of empty white noise for a lot of people having fun on the Zoom. You're laughing it up. Our subscribers are in pain, okay? All right.
You're giving your subscribers gout.
Okay, we've got a few more votes. It looks like goats have rectangular pupils. What? Finger Tap, Rectangular, Bigfoot Festival, Bigfoot Festival. I can give rules for Dr. Finger Dance. No, thank you, Ari. No, thank you. Okay, so real vote, Bigfoot Festival. Real vote? What were you doing this whole time? Real vote.
Finger dancing, obviously.
Goats and their pupils. Small gout ceremony. Dr. Big Goat. Real vote. Animal synonyms. Real. There is no such thing as real vote. It's all real votes, okay? No more, this is a real vote. Ridiculous. Hi, my name is Joe and love bad pizza. This is from our producer. Alex, you're supposed to help us, okay? Sorry, Joe. Dr. Real Vote. I can't stand any one of you, okay? Actually, any one of you I can't stand, okay? I feel like we're substitute teachers, but the teacher's never coming back.
I'm more of a substitute TA.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Manila? What's the winning game?
What? I thought I was supposed to judge.
Okay. What do you think?
Not finger dance, Dr. Finger Dance.
You don't think it's Dr. Finger Dance, do you?
Corey's shaking their head. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you leaving it up to me? Are you just hanging out? Are you Dr. Hanging Out here?
No, I'm not Dr. Hanging Out here. Dr. Finger Tap, Big Finger Feet. Ew. Okay, we want to hear Ari's rules. Okay, Ari, go ahead.
Okay.
Tell us your rules.
So Dr. Finger Dance, it's obviously you've stated that it could potentially be a problem because this is a podcast and you can't see people's fingers. So the solution to that is that you can hear fingers. What we're gonna do is create a finger beat using your fingers tapping on some sort of surface. Like here, I've got like this can.
That's the
right
opposite
here.
Of finger dancing.
No, but the fingers still look like they're dancing.
That's like I ran out of instruments.
You want us to play this? You want us to have adults tapping on cans, and that's the game.
Can you just go on YouTube for that?
It's part of the game. So part of it is to see what kind of creative sounds you can come up with your fingers dancing.
Creative sounds.
Right. So like just see what objects you have. Like I have this can here, but you can really use anything you want as a stage. I mean, the whole world is a stage.
A stage.
And, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
now Corey's actually doing finger taps. Corey, you actually had a real game in this thing.
And so, but then you also have to come up with, you can be creative with the whole finger performance. So you can add in tunes, add in, like if you want to describe possible costumes that your fingers might be wearing in this dance routine, or other types of like genres of dance or music that you think would go along with it. And if you can provide, even maybe be creative enough to find multiple sources of sound, like here, now I've got this pill bottle that I can shake along as I'm dancing. I've added an extra layer here.
Just so you know, Joe is listening to this looking like a grandpa who doesn't want to be in the family Zoom.
Oh, Raina wants to chime in. Raina, what do you have?
Oh, great. Raina wants to chime in. Perfect.
So between the dance scenes, two of your fingers have a little confrontation. So one will say, "Oh, Gerald, what dance are you doing?" And the other finger will say, "Oh, Bethany, I just did the tango." And it's kind of clarify, you know. So
just to be clear, you want other people to do this.
Yeah, everyone's fingers are doing a different dance. Yeah.
Okay, so are you just introducing yourself like to clarify, or are you like talking to other contestants as well, like asking them what's your finger dance?
Fingers are just clarifying with their own family of fingers.
Okay, so it's within the family. It's a family thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you then take multiple performances within the larger performance?
I don't understand what your family is. I don't understand this, and I'm disappointed with both of you. Where did the chicken go?
Oh, where's the chicken?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I think we've heard quite enough. Thank you so much. Let's just, we're going to check in with Corey really quickly. Corey, how do you feel about just people tapping their fingers? That's looks like it's the winning game.
That I feel like that's going to be poison to listen to, Joe.
Yeah, I agree.
Poison. Everyone's nodding.
Yeah.
I know everybody was tapping their fingers, but I still think that in their hearts, everyone loved Bigfoot Festival.
I think so too. I think they down inside them, they loved it. You know, and this is the kind of thing. You know, this is a real example, Corey. This is the cost. You know, we played a good game, and now people just want to tap their fingers. People want to tap their fingers on a podcast, and this is the state we're in. Mm-hmm.
It's very disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody is now suggesting Big Finger Festival. Does that feel good to you?
I don't think that really captures the intent. Mm-hmm. Same way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey, listen, surprisingly, you had a real game and it lasted two episodes. And that's, I bet, as good as it's going to get, because it looks like we're doing Dr. Finger Tap next time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no is right. So thank you so much for your contributions to this this pitiful, pitiful podcast. We appreciate it so much.
I tried. Thank you.
You tried. And that's the soundbite we're doing today. We tried. Okay, so thanks so much, everybody. That's been Dr. Finger Tap episode. Really good. Can't wait to have nobody win and just tap on things for 10 minutes. Incredible. Our own producer just suggested we're going to get canceled. And you say, oh no, can a podcast get canceled? Yes, it can. Yes, it can, sir. And it has twice. Okay, so let's just wait for it to happen again. That's Dr. Game Show. Thanks so much for listening. And we appreciate it. If you could. Yeah.
It was really fun.
We're just going to do the special thanks right now. And then.
How about the cello?
Oh, yeah. Can we get the cello, Lindsay? You had a cello. Is that correct? Could you play? Our own producer is saying, rest in peace, Dr. Game Show. Wow. Okay, go ahead, Lindsay.
The cello's out of tune, but we'll do something.
Yeah, we'll do something. Special thanks to our producer, Alex Adan, our mixer.
Keep going, Lindsay.
Andy Christens. It's remotely recorded over Zoom. And the theme song is by Big Huge. Was by Big Huge. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show by a Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by Manolo at maxfunstore.com. Feel free to send us your fan art or theme songs to drgameshow@gmail.com. Also send your games. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Incredible. So now, thank you for all for being here and being a part of this. We really appreciate it and spending your afternoon with us. Manolo, would you like to do the Manolo Minute now?
Sure. I might need a prompt, though.
Okay. So... your prompt. Why don't you do it about perseverance or coming from the heart?
But like not in a motivational way?
Yeah, not in a motivational way. Ready? Your minute starts now. This is a time where Manolo kind of tells us what he's been thinking about this episode, where he's gone mentally. Mm. And so this is a minute for Manolo to kind of delve into that. And the minute starts now.
What's the deal with perseverance? Why does everybody got to persevere? Man, the heart people put into doing things. It's like, I don't know. It's like kind of like how our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. I think that, but in that way, our perseverance is growing longer and longer, except that we're not paying attention as much. And then all of a sudden, you don't realize that you're on the other end of whatever it is we're persevering through. Because we had our heads in our iPhones this whole time. Perseverance goes faster when you're looking at Instagram.
And that's time. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. That was the whole minute sponsored by Bill Burr. I hope you all enjoy that. And thank you all for being here. We really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks. It was fun. You guys are great.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.